In Central Europe, the time is now 21 hours, 9 needles and cottons.
RNI News, worldwide, now.
Good evening, this is Rob Eden. Sir Alec Douglas Hume arrived in Cairo today for Anglo-Egyptian talks on the Arab-Israeli crisis. He will stay in Cairo for 3 days. Israeli Foreign Minister Abba Eban said he had formulated a new Israeli peace plan. Mr. Eban said he would present the plan to the United Nations General Assembly on September the 30th. Thousands of people from all over Northern Ireland are attending a rally against internment in a football ground in Belfast. Among those addressing the crowd will be Bernadette Devlin and Stormont MP for the Falls Road area, Mr. Paddy Devlin. In Londonderry, there was rioting after a funeral of a 3-year-old boy knocked down by an army vehicle last week. Crowds pelted an army post with stones and acid bombs. Troops retaliated with rubber bullets and CS gas. In London, about 1,500 people marched to Downing Street after a rally in Trafalgar Square. The rally was called to protest over the government's handling of the Upper Clyde shipbuilding crisis. Police barricaded off the end of Downing Street, but a deputation was allowed to hand in a petition to Number 10 calling for nationalisation of the shipbuilding industry. In Southend, about 30 people, many of them women and children, were injured when a car crashed into an amusement arcade on the seafront. 2 women and 2 children, including the driver of the car, have been detained in hospital. The condition of all 5 is described as satisfactory. The 21-year-old bunny girl who was savagely attacked near Reading Station is in a satisfactory condition. Her parents still haven't been able to talk to her because she is sleeping after a minor operation. And finally, RNI weather. It will be cloudy and cool during the night. Tomorrow it will be bright and sunny with a chance of a few showers. And the outlook for Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly warm and dry. And the weather on the Mebo 2 now, very stormy. Next news at 10 o'clock.
Must quickly point out that if Mike Ross was aged 45 years old and he was doing the hit-back programme, would he be known as a Revive 45?
Hi, this is RNI's hit-back show. 60 minutes of the greatest oldies.
Very good evening to you and welcome to another hit-back programme. And I can tell you it's been organised chaos on the boat today because we got all this sort of library sort of half sorted out, and then what do? We get a little bit of a storm and they all fall out again. I thought this was kind of appropriate to open the programme with.
do you remember? Do you recall the day we went out into the country just to get away from it all? Sun was high, so was I, on loving you. Sky so blue, we looked right through. Just what do you remember? Do you recall the day we went out into the country just to get away from it all? Meadows green as never been. Inspired, we never tired of walking through a wonderland for two. Do you remember? Do you recall the day we went out into the country just to get away from it all?
Trees all dressed,
Sound on the scaffold there from the year of 1968. Well, actually, following last week's hip-hop program and the competition results that we gave out, we had quite a few more cards with the correct entry for the competition of the week before. So I'm just going to read out who had the correct entries. Unfortunately, of course, you are not eligible for the competition draw because the postcards arrived too late. But just to make sure that you are not forgotten, as it were, and your entries were very, very much appreciated. First of all, Marion Vincent of 198 Stafford Road, Southdown, Great Yarmouth, Norfolk in England, and Gwendale of 14 Spencer Gardens, Brackley, Northamptonshire in England, and Tony Garrick of 11 Oakbank, Harrogate, Yorkshire in England. Well, that's three of them. I've got some more to do after the next record. But the next record is going out to K.W. Goble of 168 Tivoli Crescent, Brighton, Sussex in England, and to his wife Sally, and he said, could I please play Send Me No More Letters? I'm afraid I've forgotten the name of the group who sung it. Yes, well, unfortunately, so did I. So unfortunately, we couldn't sort it out because all our records are filed by the artist's name. Anyway, not to worry, I've got another one for you. And I must mention, of course, your baby girl, Teresa Jane. Right, the record on the turntable comes from the year of 1968. It's Betty Everett. It's In His Kiss.
Does he love me?
There from the year of 1968, and it's In His Kiss. And three more correct entries for last week's competition. Just give you a quick mention. Trevor A. Mitchell of 2 Wiltshire Drive, Congleton in Cheshire. Mrs. P. Chambers of 69 Broomsgrove, Farringdon, Berkshire in England. And that'll be Keith Fillmore of 17 Oval Road, Rugby, Warwickshire in England. And right now I've got a special request and dedication going out to... Let's have a quick look. We're going all around. Anyway, it's Fife Harris Road, Glasgow South 1. I think that's Glasgow S1. Bonnie Scotland, and I'm trying to find out the name. Gordon C. Dunlop. So a very good evening to you, Gordon. The record I've got coming out for you is from the year of 1963.
Did you never leave me?
Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, and this particular song's called Bad to Me.
Don't you ever leave me? I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad, don't be back to me.
Back that I know you won't leave me, cause you told me so. And I've no intention of letting you go, just as long as you let me know you won't be better to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. I know you won't leave me, cause you told me so. And I have no intention of letting you go, just as long as you let me know you won't be better to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. They'll be glad you're not bad to me.
Yeah, 1963, that particular record. Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, and a record called Bad to Me. Right, three more correct entries for the competition of last week that unfortunately were not eligible because the cards arrived too late. This one comes from Tina Collinson of 6 Ennerdale Walk, Derby in England, and Mr. John Ellis of 27 Woodhall Street, Stonefree Road, Hull in England, and Alistair Wilson of 176 Cumberland Road, Greenock, Renfrewshire in Scotland. Right, and getting back to another quick dedication. This one goes out to Trevor A. Mitchell of 2 Wiltshire Drive, Congleton, Cheshire, and it's to the year of 1964, would you believe?
Going to the chapel and with
the Dixie Cups.
Gonna get married.
Chapel of Love.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. She really loves you and you're gonna get married. Go
remember that one. The year of 1964 and the Dixie Cups, the Chapel of Love. Right, we're just going to complete the correct entries for last week's competition that unfortunately arrived too late. And first of all, one from Miss D. Plumley of Westside, Oberlin, St. Martin's, Guernsey in the Channel Islands, which is very nice to receive a card from the Channel Islands. And next one is to Peter Cook of 16 Keeble Close, Nye the Estate, Swindon in England. And the next one, Sandra Hazel of 3 Cedar Avenue, Tiptree, Colchester, Essex in England. And the last one is Lynn O'Connor of 2 Council Houses, Pentney, Kingslin, Norfolk in England. Well, they were all the correct entries for last week's competition. No, the week before last competition that arrived, unfortunately, too late. Right now, another dedication coming up to you right now. This one comes from Remika Wiedemann of Klein Amikelweg 21, Renham in Gelderland, which it can't be bad, can it? And it goes... It says like this: in Germany, I have a girlfriend, and she always listens to R&I, and she likes. She lives almost 300 miles away, and even there, she can hear you. I would ask you to play a record for her on the 12th of September, which, having a quick look at my date watch, is today, between the hours of 9 and 10, and we are correct, because the time is 16 minutes past 9 o'clock, and she said, can I please play Baby, I Love You from Andy Kim? Now, her name is Thea Henning, and she lives at Buchenweg 15, Homburg, in Germany. Oh, well, I think we can do that. And I've got to send much love to her. Right, I will certainly do that, Remika. And on the turntable, your very request. Baby, I Love You, Andy Kim, from the year of 1968. Andy Kim there with that record, Baby, I Love You. Year was 1969, not 68. Silly Mike, I made a little bit of a slip there. Now we get on to the correct results of last week's competition, would you believe? Right, the first one received was Geoffrey Collins of 23 Ogan Street, Eden Park, Prestwick, Manchester in England. And then there's another correct entry from Keith Fillmore of 17 Oval Road, Rugby, Warwickshire in England. And another correct entry from J.J. de Graaf of Wimhanstrater 2297 or something like that. Anyway, from Den Haag, which is all very nice. And they're going into the little box to be shuffled around and picked out this week by Leo the Lion instead of Paul May, because Paul's off the boat on shore leave. Right, now, another dedication coming up. This one goes to Paul van Kiem of Rotterdam, who wrote me a rather nice card, which the Dutch newsreader's translated for me. And it turns out that he'd like to hear this particular record from the Rattles. It's the sound of The Witch.
See me running, I'm running for my life. It's a way of coming. Guess why I'm running for my life. Can you see the witch? Can you see the witch? Can you see the witch from my
That's the sound of the Rattles with that one. The Witch, and that from the year of 1970. Right, three more correct entries for the competition. This one comes from John Schoenboehm of Signin. Well, I won't try and pronounce the name of the street anyway. It's 313, and it's Amsterdam, and that's a lovely correct entry. Right, who else have we got? Ingmar Rosgaard of 40 Langstorfsen 4 brackets V, 12142. Johan Show in Sweden. Oh, that's nice to have an entry from Sweden. I really must appreciate that. Thank you very much for the card. The next one is David Shirley of 22 West Heath Drive, Golders Green, London. So that's three more correct entries that go into our little box for a shuffle round later on. Right, I've got two dedications for the next record. Both requested the same record. And the first one is Jacqueline Winwood, Miss, in brackets, Game Farm House of Birmingham Hearts in England. And she said, would I please play Half As Nice by the Amen Corner? And also here, I've got a request for Half As Nice by the Amen Corner once again. And this is for Yvonne van Baal of Donnelly Single 132 Rotterdam 12 in Holland, which can't be banned, can it? Right, here comes the Amen Corner. This one, of course, recorded in Right, we'll have some more correct entries for the competition, and it just occurred to me that I haven't even told you what the record was. For those of you that were still in suspense, of course, it was the sound of and that was from Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, would you believe? That's just incredible. Right, now we've got a correct entry here from Richard Cokes of 42 Alcombe Road, York, Y024EW, Yorkshire in England. And another one from Mr. Terry Hockett of 178 Hamstall Road, Southend-on-Sea in Essex. And one from Mrs. Carol Herring of 27 Singlewell Road, Gravesend, Kent in England. And another one from Jackie Fright, or Knight, or something like that. Anyway, sorry if I got it wrong there, Jackie. 32 Wansfell Gardens, Southend-on-Sea, Essex in England. Right, and let's put those in the little box along with that. Right, two more dedications coming up. The first one goes to Martin Townsend of 2 The Bound, Bloxham, Banbury, Oxfordshire in England. And the same record goes out to... Find a piece of paper, there we are. Tony Jacobson, I think that is, or Jacobson, yes, Jacobson, I think, of 26 Skill Close, Windermere, Westmorland, and that's also in England, and that's also, of course, an entry for the competition there, which can't be bad, he said to himself. Right, that's the correct entry, so I'll put that back in the line. We're going to take you back to the year of 1960 right now. Now, that's going back, what, 11 years. This is The Sound of the Drifters, and a record called Save the Last Dance for Me.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much.
You can dance.
Go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
can
he take you home?
Dance.
You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me.
Say the last dance for me, the year of 1960, and that's The Sound of the Drifters. Well, before we do the station ID, a few more correct entries for the competition. Another one here from Melvin Robson of For the Crescent, Wickham, Newcastle on Tyne, and one from John Sear of 1 Highfields Avenue, Herne Bay, Kent in England. One from Mervyn John in Holmwood, 23 Hillside Road, East Bungay, Suffolk in England, and another one from Richard Shrivener of 12 Rushmere Road, Ipswich, IP4, 4JX, and that's also in England. Right, I'll put all those into the little box there, and due into the time on Radio North International to exactly 9:30. This is The Sound of a Young Europe, Radio North Sea International, with transmissions to medium wave at 220 metres, that's 1367 kilohertz. In shortwave at 6,205 kilohertz in the 49-metre band, and also 9,935 kilohertz in the 31-metre band. We're also in VHF, FM, channel 44, 100 megahertz. We broadcast from the radio ship Mebo 2, which is lying at anchor in international waters, 4 miles from the coast of Europe, and we're with you for 21 hours per day.
Stimmerol chewing gum. Stimmerol is
the sportsman's gum.
Stimmerol chewing gum.
Right, let's have a few more correct entries first, because we've got lots of them this week, and I want to read them all out just to make sure that everybody knows that they've got their card in, all right? Robin Wallace of Orchard Close, Elmsmore Lane, Bexhill-on-Sea, Sussex in England. Where's this address? John Everly of 9 Wilter Court Road, Rumney in Cardiff. Fellow, I do like those, they adorn my cabin wall. Alan Turner of 53 Lord Street, Stalybridge in Cheshire. And this one here is Christine Large of 3 Hargham Road, Old Buckingham, Attleborough in Norfolk. And another one, Martin Townsend from 2 The Pound, Bloxham, Banbury, Nottinghamshire. I'm sure he's already sent one in, actually, somewhere. Anyway, he's got 2 in the pile now. He's got doubled his chances, he has, really. Right, a request, he said, producing another letter, yet another letter. I've got 70 requests to get through, you see. That's why we're going rather fast. David Trezises, or something like that, of 46 Lawrence Road, Eastleigh Road, England, Leeds 18, Yorkshire, said, could I please play him a record? And the record he wanted was She'd Rather Be With You by the Turtles. Well, unfortunately, I couldn't find that one, but I'll hope you'll be satisfied with this particular record from the Turtles, probably their most famous, Eleanor.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me.
escape me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor Rigby.
More correct entries for last week's competition. And this one comes from SACW Munnerly, AGRWRAF Block, RAF Binbrook in Lincoln in England. And the next one is from Miss Judy Lawson of 21 Ridgeway Grays, Essex in England. The next one, Bernard Horn of Bellevue, New Road, Grumshaw, Guildford, Surrey in England. And another one from Teresa Jarrett Gates of Marcus Road, Felixstowe, 1P117NF, Suffolk in England. Right, well, we'll just drop those into the little box as well. And I've got a letter here from Ian W. McPherson of 21 Cranley Gardens, Muswell Hill, London, North 10. And he's also got a correct entry for the competition and said, can I please play a record by The Shoes called Farewell in the Rain? I think we can do that, certainly. And also going to dedicate this same record, Farewell in the Rain by The Shoes, to Mr. and Mrs. Masterson, or Hugh and Valerie, as I would prefer to call them, or call you, should I say, yes, 57 Limetree Place, Stowe Market, Suffolk in England. And thank you very, very much for your letter. Very nice to know that you're still with us and staying with us and all that sort of thing. Right, here's the record then, The Shoes, and Farewell in the Rain. And Farewell in the Rain. Unfortunately, we've got to cut most of the record short in order to tell you, all these wonderful people that have written me so much mail for this show. Right, now, more correct entries, four more. One from Susan E. Turner of 5 Westwood Road, Yorkshire, Beverly, Yorkshire, in England. And another one here from, Jane Wilson of Nullisec, Main Road, Chattenden, Rochester in Kent, and that's in England. And we've got one here from Bernard Flamig of Bremen 61, Havenlandstadt 274 in Germany. And another one from Mike Brownlow of 33 Connaught Road, London, North 4, 4NT, and that's in England. Right, I've got another special request on the turntable, and this one comes from John Helm, and he signs Peace, Love and Flowers, and he lives at 64 Burroughs Road, London, Northwest 1055, and he says, could I please play Mr. Apollo by by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Well, I don't know if the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band have recorded a track called Mr. Apollo. If they have, then I haven't heard it. But what I thought you meant by this was, I'm the urban spaceman. Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, of course, a record called I'm the Urban Spaceman. Right, more correct entries for the competition. Let's have a quick look. Miss Beryl Moore of Nine Lime Walk, Benisend, Hemel Hempstead Huts in England. Yes, right, turn it over. It's, of course, the address is on the other side. Yeah, silly fool. Jack De Vries of Bentikonstrate 121 in Den Haag. And I'm trying to get rid of through all the cards first, you see, and then I can have the letters afterwards. Another one here from C. Richardson of 19 Portland Road, Gillingham in Kent. And another one from Rosemary Watson of 20 Queensway, Whitekirk, Leeds in England. And another one here from Ian Gordon of 12 Rye Walk, Ingerstone, Essex in England. Right, having done that little lot, they go into the box. And right, we've got a dedication going out now to Mr. Trevor A. Mitchell of 2 Wiltshire Drive, Congleton, Cheshire, CW12 1NX. And I'm going to take you back to the year of 1963 with this one. Brenda Lee and What I Say.
Come on, baby, go with me. All right. Hey.
That's the sound of Brenda Lee, of course, with an incredible record, What I Say. And that was from the year of 1964, not 1963. I must get my facts right, I really must. Right, going to say hi to Tony Beale of 12 Linkfield Avenue, Stone, Dartford, Kent in England, because he had a correct entry. And also to Paul Van Petergem of Vorstrat 100, 997 Cabrik, I think that is, and that's in Belgium. Oh, and another correct entry from Alwyn Benz of 60 Lowestoft Road, Carton Colville, near Lowestoft in Suffolk in England. Another one from Mike Darkin of 2 Aldersborough Place, Woodford Wells in Essex. And let's have one of the letters. Why not have one of the letters? Right, this one comes from Alan Cottrell of 42 Stoner Road, Hall Green, Birmingham in England, which is all very nice. Now, that's some more correct entries. That leaves us about 4 correct entries to go, so I think I'll read them all out now. And then we can get them organised, and we can get Leo to get the box shuffled well and truly and announce the winner of last week's competition. That was competition number 4. All right. This one comes from Thomas Blomberg of 1 Van Dorniklan, Benbrook in Holland, which is all rather nice. And I have one here which has a correct entry, but unfortunately somebody omitted to put their name and address on the correct entry, so we don't know who to send that to. Very sorry about that. Can't send a prize to somebody if you happen to win it, that is. If you don't put your name and address on the envelope or something like that. Anyway, we've got another one here from Melvin Wildman of Police Section RAF Bregen, BFPO 42 in West Germany. Right, now, there they all are. And that's all the correct entries that we have received for last week's competition. This week's competition is coming up in about 5 minutes' time. And we're going to shuffle around and announce the winner of the last week's competition in a couple of minutes. Right, on the turntable, going to take you back to the year of 1966, I think this one is. In fact, I'm sure it is. And it's the sound of Los Bravos and Black is Black. Is Black. It comes from Los Bravos, and if you heard something rather funny during the course of that particular record, like it changing the speed, that's because I think the engineers have just changed over the generators, and they always can't manage to keep it just right on frequency, so the decks change frequency. Right, in the studio is Leo, and he's got the box handy, and he's shuffling them about, and oh, so there's Kurt. Kurt's coming to the studio as well, so Kurt can pick it, and Leo can shuffle them all around, so he's shuffling. How are you doing up there, then?
Yeah, well, we're busy. This is a very official thing.
Uh-huh.
Come on. I'll be first shuffle it. Come here, yeah, if you...
Okay.
Shuffle, right.
Want me to take your card?
Yeah, just one card. No, don't pick it, just one card.
Don't look. Any card and hand it to me. That's it, lovely. Right, so we have the correct entry for last week's competition is Richard Shrivener of 112 Rushmore Road, Ipswich, IP4 4JX in England. And congratulations to you, Richard. Right, having got the correct entry for this week, I'm going to tell you what the prize was for last week's competition, because we never tell you the prize until we've actually had the competition. And the prize for last week's competition was 2 fully autographed LPs from all the DJs on Radio Nazi International, plus 1 large a photograph of the radio ship Mebo 2 in full colour, and that also autographed by all the disc jockeys on Radio Nautica International, which can't be bad, can it? Right, now on to this week's competition. If you've never entered one of the competitions before, this is competition number 5. Competition number 5. So please put that on all your entries, won't you? Competition number 5. All we want you to do is to tell us the title of the record and the artiste, all right? Just the title and the artiste. And we want you to address all your entries to P.O. Box 117 Hilversum in Holland. Preferably put them on a postcard because it's easier for me to read them out then. And don't forget to mark it Hit Back Competition number 5, Mike Ross, all right? Lovely. Now, here we go with the record for this week.